Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com. Today is Wednesday, March the 13th, 2024. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, Managing Principal and Operating Committee Member at Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg. Providing alternatives to sourcing goods from China is essential to motivate companies to shift production. A bipartisan and bicameral bill was introduced last week that aims to provide incentives to move out of China. Senators Cassidy, Republican in Louisiana, and Bennett, Democrat from Colorado, and House Representatives Salazar, Republican Florida, and Espelot, Democrat New York, introduced companion bills entitled the America's Act. This bill does a lot of things, so bear with me. Most notable is the attempt to shift production from China to the Western Hemisphere to create a new supply chain with our allies, grow investment and prosperity in Latin America and the Caribbean, and counter China's influence in the region. A grant and loan program and tax incentive provision would be created for companies that reshore to the U.S. or nearshore in the Western Hemisphere production. At least two-thirds or more of operations must move out of China to be eligible for the benefits of the program. It envisions a 6-year review of the USMCA in 2026 as the time to create a docking provision for other allied or existing FTA partner countries to join the trading bloc. It also would expand the Caribbean Basin Trade Partnership Act to include Ecuador and Uruguay. A new de minimis provision is envisioned, very similar to Senator Cassidy's original reciprocity bill that was introduced last year. It removes the 800 across-the-board limit and replaces it on a per-country basis with an amount equivalent to that country's limit on U.S. goods that can enter de minimis into that country. Any duties in excess would be put into an account that is used to fund the loans and grants program. China and countries listed as Tier 3 on the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act report would be banned from using the de minimis. It would also allow foreign trade zones to be used for 321 entries. Currently, FTZs are excluded, and many companies have set up e-commerce fulfillment centers in Mexico and Canada to take advantage of the de minimis shipments. A new provision to increase the U.S. bound rates that are notified to the WTO, which, if done, would allow the U.S. to increase tariffs above the applied rates without risking a dispute settlement challenge. The U.S. bound rates, or the rate above which the U.S. pledges not to raise tariffs, is pegged at the current applied tariff, or our normal tariff rates. Most countries have a range to which they could raise their applied tariffs. So their bound rates may be 30 or 50%, but their applied tariffs are 10. They could feasibly increase their tariffs to 30 or 50%, and no one could challenge them at the WTO because the increase would not exceed their bound limit. But the U.S. can't do that. There's a whole lot more in the bill. It is highly unlikely, in my opinion, that this bill will become law in the 118th Congress, but there are elements that could be pulled out and inserted into other bills that might have legs. So we'll be watching this one closely.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.